I'm going to tell you something now that you may not know about radio. I spent 10 and a half years in radio, or if you're a huge fucking douchebag, 10 and a half years in the business. I feel like in like entertainment type industries, TV, radio, I've heard comics say shit like this in various interviews. They always talk about the business, in the business. No other profession talks like that. Like, I've never met a fucking fast food worker who's like, you know what, man, in this business, like nobody talks like that unless somebody knows your name. Unless you're on the air and somebody knows your fucking name, nobody fucking talks like that. It's a douchey way to fucking speak. You shouldn't fucking do it. My name is Chris Johnson, and I got news for you. Like, even if people know your name, they don't give a shit about you. I was on the radio for 10 years, actually on the radio. I said, hey, this is Chris Johnson. I'm doing fucking sports and shit. Nobody cares. You think that fucking meant anything in the grand scheme of things? I could have given every fucking score wrong and nobody would have given a fuck. My bosses wouldn't even have fucking noticed. They don't know what the fuck's going on. But there are people who are on the air in radio that really don't belong on the air in radio. It's because they're paying for their time. There's a difference between people like me who got paid to work there. There are people who get paid to work in radio. And then there's a group of assholes that have a lot of money or maybe have a business, I want to pimp that shit, who pay for their time. They're called paid shows, paid programming. You know what the fuck I'm talking about? That fucking asshole, the OxyClean guy, that fucking dickhead. Is he alive or is he dead? Did that guy die? Holy fuck, he's dead. It's Billy Mays. Motherfucker died 11 years ago. Shows how little I pay attention to that piece of shit or any of these motherfuckers like hawking their shit on fucking on television. But that happens in radio too. A lot of times, especially in local radio, if you're listening on the weekends, you're listening to paid shows. They have to actually play like a little disclaimer that says the following is paid advertising before their fucking show. But that doesn't prevent some of these people from acting like they're actual fucking hosts. Most people don't do that. Most of them, at least at my station, didn't do that. Some guy's talking about fucking gardening. Some people are talking about how to do your fucking taxes. Hey, I got a fucking construction show. Let's fucking teach you how to use a hammer, shit like that. Those assholes will just do their fucking show. They'll pay for their fucking time. They'll pimp their fucking business. They'll ask home improvement questions, whatever the fuck, or answer home improvement questions, whatever the fuck they got to do, and that's it. But there's a couple of guys at my old radio station, a couple of dollar dudes, a couple of money men, a couple of guys that just like to talk about fucking finance. These two are huge fucking assholes. They pay for their fucking time. Occasionally, they get to fill in during the week, which isn't impressive. You know how I know it's not impressive to fill in during the week? Because I did it. Somebody asked me to fill in during the week. You really think Chris Johnson knows fuck all about fucking anything to be like a competent like news talk show host? No, I don't know a fucking thing, but they still asked me to do it and I fucking did it. I did 3 shows for that fucking station. If I can fucking host a show, any asshole can host a show. Like, I've got no more fucking qualifications than anybody else. I'm just a random guy. And these people who pay for their time, they're just random guys, except they're worse because they're paying for their fucking time. Here's what's happening. Like, you're not in broadcasting, you're not good at broadcasting, but you have a lot of money and you have a business, so you pay for your fucking time. This fucking dollar dude show, it's not about fucking dollars or dudes at all. It's just a couple of dickheads yammering about fucking politics. All these people that are on these fucking conservative talk shows, they all want to be the next Rush Limbaugh. But Rush Limbaugh was a fucking asshole. It's just a generic fucking stereotype, just a fucking trope of what a conservative talk show host should be. But everybody thinks that if they do that, they're going to get like discovered and be like the next fucking guy. The dollar dudes are like that. They're just fucking assholes who fucking yammer about shit. They don't fucking know anything about anything. They're just a couple of fucking guys that pimp themselves off to be like fucking like political experts, and they fucking give their opinions on shit. And sometimes they try to parlay that into like other bullshit. They pretend that they're like real host on the air instead of just assholes who pay for their fucking time. And they'll fucking like comment on social media about like fucking rallies and shit. They're like, we don't know anybody involved in this. We don't know anybody involved in this rally. It's all the fucking conspiracy by the fucking man or the left or whatever the fuck. Like, you don't know anybody involved? Like, you mean these two guys that run a fucking financial industry? They don't know anybody involved in this fucking like Washington? Like, why the fuck would you? Why the fuck would you guys know fucking anything about fucking anything? Listen, if I want to know about fucking dollars, I'll ask the dudes. If I want to know about like what to do with my fucking 401k or IRA or any of that dumb bullshit, then maybe I'll fucking turn to them. One thing I don't give a fuck about from my fucking money men is what they think about fucking politics. It's really cute that they fucking do that too, because these are the same type of assholes that if an athlete speaks out, the first thing they fucking say is stick to sports. Your fucking ass doesn't have to stick to finance. You can talk about whatever the fuck you want. Why? Because you got fucking dollars and you can fucking throw that shit around and like buy time on a local radio station. Dude, if fucking LeBron James wanted to buy time on a local fucking radio station, he could do it and he can have a fucking dumb show. If you have enough fucking money, you can fucking buy time on a radio station and have a fucking show. All radio gives a shit about is money. If I had money and I just fucking like paid to go on the fucking show, they'd be like, yeah, bro, you can have a fucking show. What do we give a shit? There was a fucking woman that was on the air who I don't even know what the fuck she did. She just fucking married a doctor and had like 6 kids. And that was the show. Like, hey, I'm a rich asshole that doesn't have any expertise in anything, but my doctor husband like looks at vaginas all day and I'm on the radio now. People think that if they hear a voice on the radio, that it's a legitimate voice. It's not a legitimate voice. There's been people that were at my radio station that I've seen on like MSNBC, like used as experts and shit. They're just fucking guys. They're just fucking assholes that we put on the air that somehow got elevated. Bigger networks would be like, oh, this fucking guy was on the air here. He must be fucking somebody. No, he's not fucking somebody. We just plucked him out of fucking obscurity. They do it because they want fame. They want fucking attention. They want to be the fucking next guy. A lot of fucking ego in the fucking media. All these people are full of shit. And furthermore, most hosts are full of shit. Most hosts are just guys that just fucking rose up through the ranks. If you can sound like me and have a fucking voice that's halfway fucking decent and you're just loud and bombastic, you can fucking get your ass on the radio and pretend that you're a fucking somebody. But you're not somebody. They're not important. That's the one thing I want you to fucking remember. These dickheads are not important. None of these fucking assholes. Paid shows are not important. Fuck them. They're assholes. Okay? I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host. All the episodes are there. You can catch me on Facebook or in my timeline, Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am also on Instagram. You can see pictures of my face and videos and shit at maybe 5 minutes.